If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah.
That's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, man. Till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody!
Top of the morning to you.
Happy to see you in studio today, man. I wasn't expecting that.
Well, here's the problem. I didn't want to... I needed to see and get my bearings right. Because, you know, with all the traffic,
yeah,
I wanted to make sure that I left at appropriate time, and it was the quickest time I've gotten down here in 3 months.
I know, it was weird. It was an easy trip today. I don't know if it's because I left later.
I don't know.
What?
So if I leave at 9 o'clock, that's usually all the knuckleheads are, you know, either at work, on their way to work, or what have you. But then you got school and you got the buses and the trucks in my area, all the gas trucks or whatever you call it. So I had to kind of like, you know, weed through that. But there was no traffic on the highway.
Pretty crazy.
Struggling with those headphones over there.
Yeah, he is. He's got a
quite some time
trying to untwist them.
Straight.
It was like trying to fix a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, I had to wait for like the new bus stop today. Typically,
never came. Like, and my wife is not very patient, right? So she has to drop her off at the school bus at like 8. Bus is at 8:15, but then she drives to Deerfield to work. So she waited till like 8:10. She's like, I'm just taking her to school. This ain't.
Yeah. Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto
We know trucks. Travel truck.
Breaking news from Mike McDaniel's press conference.
What happened?
What we got?
Jalen Phillips is coming off the pup.
Whoa!
He's practicing today.
Woo! Football activity!
Beat science.
Again.
He beat science.
He's not beating science.
He just beat science.
Beating science.
Listen. He just beat science.
Superhuman.
Come on, say he beat science.
Come on.
Hoser.
Come on, say he beat science.
Come on.
Can I please?
Let me.
Just
apologize. Say he beat science.
Woo!
He science. He doesn't. Wow. You can't beat science.
He just did.
He's superhuman.
No, he didn't.
He's out there practicing, baby.
That's true. That's football activity.
You have no idea.
With cleats on.
No. Okay. Go ahead.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
You know, there's different levels of injury, right?
What does that mean?
There's different levels.
His was the bad one.
You just to make your point.
No, this was the bad one. What are you doing? No, don't make your point.
Yeah.
You're making it a less than injury.
Yeah.
I'm not making it a less than injury. What I'm saying is that everybody heals differently. Everybody.
But that was my point. He was beating
science. No, but there is no. When he's healthy, he's healthy. There's no set date.
He's
just
like Wolverine.
They give an average and about time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're going to err on the side of caution, though. Just because he's out there doing stuff on the field doesn't mean he's practicing. Relax.
Says he is practicing, though.
Okay.
I mean, maybe he starts with a little individual. You warm him on up, but he's off that pup list, baby.
Okay.
No more pup.
Okay. Which means nothing.
You know what's it? You know what they say.
What?
You're off the pup. The practice is up. Let's go.
Woo-wee! If it's up.
I've never seen a guy less thrilled that a guy is ahead of injury than Leroy Horde.
No, it's not. It's not that I'm not.
He's a freak of nature.
It's not that I'm not thrilled. Not I
don't seem thrilled.
I can't wait till he gets back.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: talking to you two idiots, right? There isn't. They give you an estimation of when something's gonna heal or whatever, right? Just because he's playing or practicing. It's going to be a while before he gets back to full strength.
No, that's not what I said.
No, What?
I just said he was beating science.
He's not beating science. He's not playing yet.
He's practicing.
No, you don't know what kind of practice
he's doing. No games to play.
You don't know what kind of practice he's doing.
We're a month away.
Okay. Okay. Well, then we'll see. Like, it takes about a year.
Unless you beat science.
No.
Eric Ezukama is apparently back in practice today as well.
Whoa.
As is Braxton Berrios. It feels like he's trying to shower us with good news so he doesn't tell us the bad news.
Yeah, what is he hiding?
Karen S. Finn's got more pups than an animal shelter.
Also from his press conference, Odell Beckham likely not coming off the pup this week. What's going on there?
Yeah, you got time.
Damaged goods?
No.
This guy better not Will Fuller me.
No.
This just gave me an uncomfortable feeling when you just mentioned Will Fuller.
Remember that guy? Wow.
Wow. Exciting. Anyway, what else we got? So, preseason game number one in the books against the Falcons.
Now, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to pretty much put a chili pepper on what we got out of the game. Are two totally different things.
I don't think so. We were hobnobbing before the game, you and I, before the show today.
Yes.
And you and I agreed on a big take.
Yes.
You want to tell? You want to say? Tell people what you think?
Because I agree that you agree.
We agreed. We started today agreeing, and then all of a sudden, Jalen Phillips beat science and doesn't want to agree with me anymore.
In the next 2 or 3 years, depending on how and where he ends up playing and whatever, Patrick Paul would be your best offensive lineman.
Whoa. Yeah.
Dang.
Did you see him?
The great
He's
Paul.
He's a giant.
Me, dude.
But the thing that makes him impressive is the fact that they can't get off of him. Which is when you say the phrase body on body, and he gets his guy, but I would say yes. If they don't find a way to get him on the field because he can only play one position, which is, you know, which is another reason why I tell you don't sleep on Eichenberg, right? Every offensive lineman can't play a number of positions. And so depending on what they can do with him, I think he's one of the top five linemen. How you go about that, how you figure that out, it would suck if you can't put your best players on the field.
I'm glad you had this take, because I also had this take that I came out of this thinking this man is a menace and a monster. As Karan says, half man, half moose. I agree. But obviously, he's essentially a backup. Because he's a left tackle.
Because of the
position. You have Teron Armstead.
Yeah, it's almost like being a number one prospect in the Yankees organization, and you can't come up because Jeter is playing shortstop.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's a little bit. He's blocked.
Right. Right.
And
but it's different in football, man. You got to listen, right now upstairs, their coaching staff is talking, and they're trying to figure out, do we want to move him, or do, you know?
Cause when you say move him, do you mean positions, or do you mean position, move Teron Armstead?
Positions until,
yeah,
you know, Teron's done.
Is he too tall to be a guard?
No.
Would it be
Jonathan
easier
Ogden
to move
was
Teron?
6'8".
Was he a guard?
Yes.
I thought he was a tackle.
No.
So we could put him there?
You can play. There's one responsibility for the five up front. Block the guy in front of you. He does that. Check.
He's got to play, right?
I think so. Usually what they do here, and it's very hard to do because you're going from being left-handed to right-handed. Move him to right tackle. But I don't think they're going to.
They're not going to move Austin Jackson.
They're not going to move Austin.
They're not going to move Austin Jackson. Dade South does mention, this is true, they did play Tunsil at guard his first year because they had Brandon Albert, I believe.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. See what I'm saying?
True.
And they played them right next to each other. You can stay on the same side. See? There you go.
But he's a giant.
He's a giant.
Can we kick Teron Armstead in?
No, you. Are you?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
So you're going to tell Teron Armstead move to guard?
Well, you got to make it more comfortable, you know?
No, the young guy.
One time Pouncey did it for Samson Satelli.
Wow. No, that was because of his injuries, not because of Samson Satelli.
Selfless.
Or if Samson, or if he hadn't played center yet, and he was one of your best offensive linemen, again, like I said, usually your guards and your center, you have one or two guys who are interchangeable. That's good team.
Because it's either this or we got to find somebody who's a left tackle and trade Teron Armstead.
No.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't know what the ramifications are that cap-wise. I'm always very confused by that.
Now you're worried about cap?
He makes a lot of money. Well, I just don't know. Like, I can't get on my trade machine the same way in the NFL because there are different ramifications for that, you know?
That's unfortunate. But yeah, whatever we can get in return.
Well, because you know you can trade anything for anything. You don't need to have cap, you know. You need to have cap space to do it. Mm-hmm. But and then the ramifications are how much of that signing bonus counts against your cap anyway. But no, listen. I think he has to get on the field. And I think they're reviewing all the options right now as we speak.
I like that. So you think there was an emergency offensive line meeting?
No, I think they have a
Goosies.
This is how.
Because I thought like when we all saw the video, the meme where he just trucked that poor little bastard and just like kept moving him, and I thought we all saw the same thing, and it was like this guy has to play.
Yeah,
and now, especially with like
now. Keep in mind that was one play.
Yeah, but
He's a moose.
Wow. You and I, look at us agreeing on a take on a Monday.
Yeah.
Meeting of the minds. Just a couple of football fans, football experts chopping it up here. I'm excited.
He got to take it that next level till you become annoying.
What right? do you mean?
You can't just go ahead on it.
No. Oh, he's so big. The SDI does make a good point, though. He says, you guys are talking about Armstead as if he's going to play more than four games. That is another thing we got to watch out for.
That's the other problem.
Which is why.
But I will say this. Sometimes when there's the threat of an up and comer, he mysteriously plays 15 games.
Interesting.
It happens.
Interesting.
I would love that actually.
It happens.
That's just as valuable as any
fire under the tush.
I'm gonna tell you what. We when they drafted Tommy Vardell in the top 10, right after the year I had, I was like,
So, you think though, I just want to be clear here.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think it's out of the realm of possibility a man of that size plays guard?
No.
Hmm.
Go look at how big Jonathan Arden was.
All right.
Like, I'm like, what? It was like 6'8".
I just got back fee-fi-fo-fum.
6'9". Jesus.
6'9".
Yeah.
Left guard. Hall of Famer.
You sure he was a guard?
Yeah.
Mm. Why does it say tackle?
It says tackle.
He started as a guard, dude.
Okay, so his rookie year he was a guard?
Yeah.
So he did the tonsil.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm trying to say who's we had Dave. I can't think of Dave's last name. He was a right tackle though. Your right tackle is a giant. Your right tackle is
No wonder why. Leroy Hood, rookie year, left guard. You know football. The rest of the year is left tackle though.
Yeah.
So you think we can Ogden him? We are harkening back to the 96 Baltimore Ravens.
You have that conversation. You have that conversation. Is he one of your best offensive linemen?
Who was your left tackle?
You remember? Tony Jones.
How big was he?
Moose. Won a championship with Denver. Tony Jones.
Tony Jones, Ravens.
It's like 6'6"?
6'5". 6'6". Yeah.
Big. Yeah. Big.
Big line.
And wait. So think of this line. We had Jonathan Ogden, Tony Jones, Zeus.
Wow.
And, he was a
giant.
That dude was big.
We closed the segment by
Steve Everett was center. He was 300 plus.
It's a giant.
And I think at the time I forgot who our right guard was, but he was the smallest, the right guard.
Shmee the Shmolnik closes the segment by saying, Tobin is Tommy Carvel.
Bastard.
Back after this.
Point for Twitcher.
WQAM. Go and dance like the roof on fire.
Nah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Want to let you guys know, Dan and Shay are bringing their The Heartbreak on the Map tour to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm on August 22nd. We got a chance to win tickets. Just keep on listening for our show for details. This is a Live Nation show if you want to go see Dan and Shay.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Dan and Shay. That last time you had heartbreak was when Marcos had to shoot you with the tranquilizer gun because you didn't get Dame.
Yeah, I know. No heartbreak now, though, for America.
Yeah.
Hey, that was.
We continue to rule the basketball world.
By the way, whatever questions you had about Steph, they're gone.
I didn't have any questions about
Steph. I didn't have any questions, but I'm just saying, right? He had like a 2-game struggle.
He was not good in this tournament up until the most important games. He was incredible. But that last three that he hit
was absurd. I thought the whistle blew and he was just shoot one up for funsies.
Yeah. For fun, like two dudes flying at him. He goes, meh. Sacre
bleu. My favorite is when they did the go to sleep. So bad.
It was great. It was a party. He put on a show.
Yep. Yeah.
For
and then I realized that Tatum should have just been sitting next to Halliburton.
Oh yeah.
0-16 throughout the entire Olympic run.
And
from jump
shots. And why does Joel's legs not work at times? He just falls.
He falls. Like, yeah, that's what he does. He just spends time falling. That's what he does.
Wimby doesn't fall.
Wemby does not fall.
Oh, my goodness.
Wemby does not fall. But what was the stat that Jason Tatum, just so we hear that one more time, Marcos?
0-16 on jump shots throughout the entire Olympic run for Jason Tatum.
Yep.
Well.
You bet your Jaylen Brown say, you should have brought me.
Probably.
Yeah, it was rough. It was rough. The more I saw Steph Curry do his greatness, though, the more I couldn't help but think, well, of course Klay Thompson is going to have the other three-point opportunities. This guy is amazing.
That's what you came out of it with?
Well, of course this guy.
You came out of it with a negative Klay Thompson take? And not the pride of America?
Like, look at the shots this guy is making. Of course anyone could pick up the
slack. He shot three of them, three of them in a row. They never touched the rim.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Just crazy. I was like, uh-oh. Oh, when he does a little fake pump.
How about the one he got off versus Wemby in the first half?
Right.
Whoa. Just like way up.
That was crazy. Yeah. I really thought it was Photoshop because it looked like Wemby was a skyscraper at that point. It was crazy.
No, if it's a second later, he doesn't get that off. It's getting swatted into the stands.
It is, by the way. I mean, it was just impressive. Like, when you realize that you got beat with a group of stars and the youngest one is 36, 35, between LeBron, Steph, and Durant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, the old guys showed out. It was great to see. It was an awesome show. I had so much fun watching this Olympics.
Yes.
Yeah, it was. It was fun.
And now it sounds like the rumor is that Spo is going to take the reins because it sounds like Steve Kerr is stepping down.
Yeah. Well,
that's how it works.
That's right.
I mean, Steve Kerr was behind Pop.
Yep.
And that's, you know, so it's not a surprise.
No, it's definitely not surprising. It's deserved, but it's cool.
Watch some.
I dare the moms to go at Spo. I dare them.
Oh God.
Let's see. I watched some golf. I watched all the sprinting events.
Uh huh.
The only sprint that was just terrible was the 4x100. My favorite is the women were running a 4x4. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The mile relay. And the two analysts were going, well, I don't know why they would put so-and-so second. She should be, she should be closing this thing out. She should be, you know, and they won by 30 yards.
Hmm.
I mean, it was, they go, never mind.
They just did too much talking.
Never mind. So, yeah, watched the high jump.
I watched a little high jump.
The like I saw you know they both could have took the goal, right?
Who?
So once you try the last where nobody gets it, missed three times, mm-hmm. right? You can have a jump off or you can both take gold. And they're like, no, we're going for gold.
Eddie wants to know, does Spo get a medal or is it only the players? Only the players. Only the players get a medal. They usually, they said this as on the podium. If you guys didn't stick around, because by the way, it took a while. Supposedly, I was listening to Windhorse podcast on the way down. The reason why it took so long, apparently, they had to corral Serbia. Because
of course.
So the way it worked in France.
Well, but Serbia played 8 hours earlier.
That's exactly what happened.
Right.
So Serbia had played 8 hours beforehand, and then they went partying because they won the bronze. So they had to round up a bunch of rowdy Serbians to get them on the podium. So apparently that was what was taking so long. But but they were saying this. Tarika was saying this on the broadcast. Apparently, usually the coaches will take a picture with the medal, like the players will put the medal on them. But no, they don't get a medal. No medal for the coaches.
Say Marcos for sure take the goal in hip hop, high hop.
The high jump is a weird sport. Why do they jump like that?
And why is it the only sport that requires cheering?
I don't know. What do you mean?
They turn around and then they go. They get all
They get everybody. Yeah, I don't know.
And then they all have the weird approach. Like they go, doomed in the long strides in high jump. I could never do that. I could never high jump. My booty would keep hitting. How high can you jump? 3 feet. Why? I can't arch my butt over the... Yeah, it's crazy. But
John S. is saying coaches get medals. I don't believe they do. They made a point of that on the broadcast.
So,
not get medals.
I mean, it was... I got to tell you, we do this every time the Olympics come, right?
Hmm?
We say, you know what? I'm not going... I don't know. I'm not that interested. And then it starts,
mm-hmm.
and then you're just consumed by just all
this
of
Olympics
it.
Felt better, though. You think it was
summer or winter?
I like summer.
Okay, yeah. I like summer because,
what do you watch for winter? Hockey?
No, let's see. I watch.
You're not watching curling.
No, I'm not watching curling. I like
bobsled?
No.
Then what do you like?
I like
the figure skating?
The jumping. When they go like this.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. And then they land. Oh, that was a good landing. I even found myself watching, diving, right? Like, all kinds of stuff. I watched the golf. The golf is great. Watched the women's golf. Ooh. Somebody. Ooh.
What?
Somebody blew it.
And what? Women's golf?
No, in the golf tournament yesterday. The final golf tournament before the playoffs start in golf.
Oh, this is PGA.
Yeah. 4-shot lead. Got an 8.
Yeesh.
Lost it.
Terrible.
2 gloves won. Guy that plays with two rain gloves. He must have sweaty hands.
We'll take a quick break here on the show. More to come. Lots to get into with the Miami Dolphins. If you guys are just tuning in, Jalen Phillips is going to practice today.
He's just going to go out there with pads on. He ain't doing full practice. Relax. Calm down.
I'm not going to relax. The man is making it back from an Achilles.
He is taking big steps to get
back to playing football.
Absolutely. But I'm telling you, he's still a long way off. Relax.
By the way,
John S. You can kick the sharpest of rocks.
Wow.
Right? Men's field hockey was awesome. Field hockey?
How do you say? Maybe it was awesome.
No.
Okay.
No.
Not as good as breakdancing.
No. They had an 80-year-old breakdancing.
Mm.
And everybody's making fun of her.
Reagan.
Yeah. You know her name.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, come on.
She said she got 0 points in 4 matches.
Wow.
And she was very upset because everybody's making fun of her, and she became a meme because she does the kangaroo hop, and she's like this.
Man.
One meme turned her into Karate Kid because she does a meme like this.
Hey, so
and then
so here's the deal.
So they made her Danielson.
So here's the deal.
So great.
Did she fully understand what breakdancing was?
This is what she says. She says, all my moves are original. Creativity is important to me. I go out there and show my artistry. Sometimes it speaks to the judges. Sometimes it doesn't. I do my thing. It represents art, and that's what it's all about.
How old is she?
36.
Okay, that's why.
No,
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. So if I were to do a break dance contest, right? The only break dancing I remember is from with the boom boxes, right? So I'm going to be doing a lot of that stuff. These kids today are doing different stuff, right? The judges, they're used to seeing stuff like, what if she was?
But she's the only. But wait, counterpoint. She's the only one that we remember from the Olympics.
Right. But here's the deal.
I don't know who won the gold medal.
Here's the deal.
Don't care.
If all the judges were viewing that
mm-hmm.
as breakdancing, everybody else would have got a zero.
I guarantee. Let me tell you something about Reagan. She is a dancing hero.
Where's she from? Australia.
Australia.
I
guarantee.
Hold on. Let me tell you. Here are the countries. Right.
Does this really matter?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Australia don't have breakdancers.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
Oh.
There's their representative. That means she won a tournament to get into the Olympics.
Qualified. She's an Olympian.
Right.
Don't disrespect
her. So she's the best of what they got to offer.
I guarantee you, I'm telling you this, you can give me your list of best breaking dancing countries as if we need to know that. I'm telling you this woman is going to be a sensation, and I'm telling you all of the kids on TikTok will be doing her dances.
No, she's going to be like, who's the chick that done that did The Voice or something?
Who?
The ugly girl.
I don't know.
You know who I'm talking about.
But she had a beautiful voice.
Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle had a beautiful voice, though.
Yes. But that's... No.
All the kids are going to be doing the Reagan.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they will.
No, they're not.
Guaranteed.
No, they're not. I'll call Fonz right now. He'll be laughing. That's not dancing.
I guarantee people are going to be doing the Reagan.
All the people who can't dance, yeah, they got to think it's cool. I'm telling you. Did you see the other people, what they were doing?
No.
What?
That's my point. She's the only famous one out of it.
Okay.
The only one who's world famous after this.
No, she's not.
The only one who is world famous after the debut of Breaking is Reagan.
She's world famous from failing.
No, she didn't fail.
Really?
She was creative.
She's like Buckner.
She's an original.
She's like...
Too strong.
Huh?
She's not like Bill Buckner.
Yeah.
No.
No, that's what it was. It was like Bill Buckner breakdancing. Epic fail.
Take a break.
I'm just telling you.
Back after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. I just want to see how long you're going to go. We have a Dolphins preseason to react to from this past weekend. Anybody else's audio issues for CBS awful? Did you guys notice that during the game? Was that a thing?
It was like, it blipped like, yeah.
I was like, what the hell is going on?
I always chalk it off to DirecTV.
I thought it was just buffer. Yeah, but I saw people were having issues with it. On social media, so it was annoying.
I was watching it, luckily, on Fox 5 Atlanta. It was really,
what?
Yeah, wink, wink, wink.
Why? Usually, when you go on pirate feeds, though, usually it's the home feed.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was interesting.
It was very strange. I learned a lot about the Falcons.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
What did you learn about them?
A lot of young rookie you know, they may be a little sleeper team.
They
got Bijan back there who's doing his thing.
Couldn't be better than the Dolphins rookies, though.
Not at all.
Dolphins rookies balled out,
dude. Yeah.
I would tell you, here's another thing I take from, like, especially preseason. Look at the energy, the intensity that the defense played with. Everybody was all over the place. Very few instances where you thought somebody was out of place. And if you can do that with guys who aren't even going to be on the team, then that you have a chance of doing something special, because that's the hardest guys. You can get the guys making all the money to go out there and play hard, right? It's the guys who that know they might not have a spot, but still go out there and do their job.
I can also just say, though, like, and I think you would agree.
No, I don't agree. I already tell by your smirk. No.
What do you mean?
Dude, why do you do this?
You guys started the show agreeing. Remember that?
Patrick Paul. We both think the Toronto option needs to be.
So long ago. So long ago.
I think you would agree, Marcos.
Yeah.
Coach Weave. He's got a presence.
That guy has a presence.
I mean, maybe you didn't get as many shots of it because you were watching the Falcons.
Hey.
The Falcons preseason.
You do realize that you got to have some of that to get hired as...
Something about him. He's just got a he's got a good sideline patrol, you know, and I like that because Mike McDaniel and Coach Weave, they can mingle on the sidelines. You know, last year you had old Fuddy Duddy up in the box.
You know, there's headphones, right?
Yeah, it's not the same.
No, no, it's eye
contact.
Most of the communications with headphones,
but it wasn't. Right. In this game, there was a specific time where Mike McDaniel and Coach Weave were eye to eye, Leroy, like you and me right now.
Look at that.
Look at me.
It's different.
Look at me.
I'm not looking.
Like that. Look at this.
Silly Sauce says it best. Leroy's number one principle is that no matter what, he does not agree with Toby, even if he does agree. You know why? Because here's why. What you guys don't understand is, even if I 100% agree with him, I can't let him know it because then he'll ride it into the ground. And so that's what I don't want. It's not the agreeing part of it. It's the follow-up stuff that you say after we say the same thing. So I would just disagree.
And Josh Hart is his best. Like he's sold by his sideline intimidating. Look, I am. Anthony Weaver, if I could just put it like this, he puts the meaner in demeanor. Like, that's what he does.
Oh,
demeanor in demeanor, dude. Yeah. That's Coach Anthony Weaver.
You understand? And wait. And this is why I can't agree with him. This is why I can't agree with him. Because even if we agree on something that's, you know, football related, you're going to take that tidbit of information and then go rogue. And I don't want to be a part of that.
Dude, you would agree.
Go rogue with your take.
It would be silly to disagree that he does not put the meaner in demeanor. Like, he's just got it. Something about him.
No.
There's something about him.
He puts the meaner in demeanor.
Here's another thing that I wanted to mention from this preseason game.
So good.
You know that right there? That was like the Australian breakdancer.
All my moves are original. Here's another thing. Virtual measurements, get the hell out of here.
The yellow lines and stuff?
Is this, soccer? Get out of here.
The virtual measurements, don't trust them?
Nope.
Don't want them?
Nope.
All right? I have lived a football life that has been defined by two things, all right? The greatest invention in sports, which is the yellow line first down and the chain gang. Yeah. And I don't want to move off of it. I don't want to change because... this is ridiculous. They just go up and the sky puts where the football is? What is that? And by the way, they were wrong on both of them.
So what are they doing now?
Dude, they just went. Maybe you were checked out by this. It's understandable. Second period.
It's fair.
Second quarter of
I watch some football, but...
By the way, the second half of this game?
Yeah.
The worst football I've ever watched in my life.
Very bad.
But that's what you...
The worst.
That's what... But you understand, of the 44 people playing on the field, 40 of them aren't going to be playing football in a month. I do understand,
but the first half was good. That was good football.
Again, those are your guys closest to the team. Once you get in the second half, they're trying to make a team.
Dude, this cannot stand, this virtual...
So, explain to me, because I don't pay attention to all that nonsense.
Okay, so they had... a measurement, and they just go, and Steve Goldstein reveals, we're going to the virtual measurement, and they just show up on a screen of virtual football with the line, and they're like, first down. And I was like, what? What is that? What do you mean first down? That's how it's going to go? Where's my chain gang?
So my question is,
by the way, they were wrong.
Oh, they were wrong.
Why can't they just take... one chain and walk it 10 yards with a digital reader and stop at 10 yards.
Maybe that's how they're doing it. I don't know.
Because all you got to do is have a number on the original thing and you can walk it to however many yards away.
I'm just supposed to take their word for it that this is the measurement?
First of all. don't ever listen. What they do is hard. Okay? Hard enough. Don't just assume that they're right.
And then, by the way, so Raheem Morris comes out. Oh, yeah. He challenges the spot.
Challenges.
He challenged the computer.
Yes.
And won.
And won. Wait,
so the first time in this new technology, I'm supposed to believe it.
Wait.
Raheem Morris is like, nah, he stepped out of bounds. And he was right.
So he stepped out of bounds, but that has nothing to do with the first down.
No, because they spotted it like he never stepped out of bounds.
Right. So when they go back, so according to them, not stepping out of bounds, he got the first. Raheem Morris didn't challenge whether he got the first. He challenged that he stepped out of bounds before that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So what does one have to do with the other?
Because they, first of all, got it wrong with this fake measurement system.
No, the measurement, the measurements were right.
No, it was wrong.
No, it was wrong.
It was wrong.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Because he did not get the first down.
No, because they challenged. He stepped out of bounds. But the 10 yards was still the 10 yards.
I don't like it.
You understand what I'm saying?
I don't like it. I came away, and they said, this is going to be the new thing.
This is why I never agree with Toteman. Because the conversation we're having right now, and what you're complaining about are two different things. The measurement could be accurate, okay? Whether he got there is a whole nother conversation, but that has nothing to do with the measurement.
It absolutely does, because I'm watching the game expecting trust.
Yes.
But they missed him stepping out of bounds. They didn't get the 10 yards wrong.
Doesn't matter. They distracted me with something over here, and maybe missed the main point over here.
They fixed it, challenged it.
You got it right. You want to know how you fix it originally?
How?
With the chain gang.
Even if you had the chain gang, it would have been the same thing.
I don't like it.
Never happened.
You do realize that, right?
Wait.
Please tell me.
Technology.
No. Please tell me you understand.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they had the chain gang and declared it a first down and Raheem Morris challenged it, it would have been the same thing. You understand that.
Technology makes us lazier. It makes us lazier. And so now the refs don't feel like they have to be as spot on.
And here's another situation.
Sure.
You guys only see when I refuse to agree with Toby. But you're missing the other way. He will not admit that the measurement had nothing to do with what happened.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying I don't like it.
Nah.
Why?
I don't like it.
Ten yards. First of all, let me ask a question. Has anybody ever seen a young person holding those chains?
No.
It's always an old guy dressed up like he was an official in the 50s.
Except Hockley's son.
Getting dumb trucked. Yeah. No, I'm talking about the guys holding the chains. Hockley don't hold the chains. He's on the field.
I've never really noticed the age of the chain gang.
A million years old.
Wow.
They're a million years old.
I'm upset they're out of work.
And they always get, and they're always ass over tea kettle when somebody hits the chain, right? The chain dude can never get out of the way.
It's one of the greatest things in sports.
It's
the best, dude.
Watching one of the old guys get dumb trucked on the sidelines?
Can you name me a football fan that does not love that mother bleeping chain getting stretched out and it being put there, and you're like,
wait.
Let's not forget this.
Yeah. Who doesn't love that? And now we're going to put it up on a screen?
Huh?
Now it's just on a screen?
Hey, here's the crazy thing. They pull up the, so they don't even bring a chain out.
No.
Oh, that's the problem.
Steve Goldstein was explaining, there's a chip in the football now.
Yep.
And they're just like, all right, here's our measurement. And it literally was just a full screen on the broadcast that showed football over the yellow line.
Okay.
This is before it was challenged. But I was like, that's how they're doing it now?
The first down, the yardage wasn't challenged. He challenged what he got.
I understand that. I'm not debating that.
Okay.
I'm saying the idea even
that'll speed up play.
I don't like it, dude.
Why not?
Play.
Wait. You can't say the old don't like technology. And you're sitting here arguing like you're 80.
Nothing, but something.
Wait, do you guys understand this, right? Everybody gets away. Oh, the old don't like, you don't know how to use Twitter. You don't know how to do this. You don't know that. I'm okay with not having the old-ass ref run onto the field with some chains.
We don't need to speed up everything.
That's You sure. realize that's the only thing other than the football, and the football has even changed. Dude, that's the same thing since the beginning of football.
We don't need to change everything. This is like the people that wanted to get rid of extra points. They're like, oh, it's a waste of time. Nah, right. I need it. I need it.
Don't even get but they tweaked it.
They moved
kickoff.
It back.
I understand. But there was a time where they're thinking, let's get rid of it.
Yeah, because...
I don't want that. I don't want to get rid of the chain gang. First of all, you're taking away jobs.
Yeah.
And second of all...
Yeah!
And second of all, just the aesthetics of football are being ruined.
Yeah. I got Alexa reffing my games now.
Right!
Do you understand, right, that the stuff you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
you usually never see anyway because they go to commercial?
No, that's not true.
No.
They always come back for the chain gang.
Yeah, you know, is it short? Is it, you know, how
many? Yeah. Dade South, it works in tennis, soccer, and volleyball.
Oh.
I've heard this argument too. It's not the same.
Not the same.
It's not the same.
When Why you're, not?
It's like Al Pacino said in Any Given Sunday. Oh. You gotta fight for that inch.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You are fighting tooth and nail for that football.
And you're back.
You gotta fight for that inch.
You gotta fight for that inch.
Marco.
With your fingernails. With your fingernails.
Give yourself a -1 for aiding and abetting a known felon. Because you're just...
-1.
You like cheerleading for him.
Which one's me? With
Nobody liked this. Nobody liked it. What do we... Because here's the thing. You get the chain gang at the most once a game. Maybe twice.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, we got to take that out. We got to take that away.
Yes.
Yeah. Why?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's
in tennis. Wait, out of bounds all the time.
Here's the deal. Because you do understand that when they do the chain game, it's two old guys eyeing it on the side to figure out where the chain, where the ball is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No, you have actual numbers.
Man. But we've established trust with those old men.
No, we haven't.
Yes, I have.
We're always trying to knock them off the line.
No, I'm not the guy.
Right, but here's what you do. You know what they do, right? So they put the chain, they write the yardage on a little notepad, and then they put something in the ground. Well, why you don't need to do all that?
Yep.
And then once or twice a game, they get dump trucked. Like, no. You understand when the chain gang gets run over on the sidelines, it cleans out about 10 people on the sidelines. You don't need it.
It's just not fun. It's not fun.
It's not football.
Wait.
It's not football.
It's not... What?
It's not football.
It's not football, man. Chips, satellites.
How about accuracy?
They missed.
No, they didn't miss. That's the conversation I was trying to avoid. They didn't get that wrong as you started this conversation by saying...
Okay, so well...
They did not get the measurement wrong.
Let me get this. So Skylar Thompson gets this first down.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Yes.
And Steve Goldstein says, all right, we're going to go for a measurement. And I'm like,
yeah,
great, chain gang. And then he goes, here it is, cartoon. I'm like,
swear.
What?
Yeah. But again, the measurement wasn't wrong.
But imagine gathering around your television, right? We're going to gather around. We're at your Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
All right, our favorite event of the year.
Ooh.
We got our wings.
Egg rolls.
We got our egg rolls.
Yeah.
We got our mac and cheese.
Robbie's there.
We got our beer. Robbie's there.
Zeus.
All right. Biggest game of the year at the big game.
Hmm?
Here we go here for the measurement.
Oh, it's close.
We're all waiting for...
What's going to happen?
But instead now it's just going to be graphic on my television.
Boom.
Huh?
Yep.
If you're going to do... It's got to be then put the football with some lasers on the field.
Lasers.
I got to see football stuff happening on the field.
Maybe Daft Punk.
Not a graphic.
Out?
Maybe that was just preseason graphics. Maybe it'll be better.
Sorry.
We're up on that for the sun. We're up on that to get lost.
It's a first half. Is that how they sound? I don't know how they sound.
The hell's wrong? No, that's Pharrell. All
right.
That's not Daft Punk.
Hmm.
Pharrell sings that part.
You either do the graphics and go all the way, or you don't.
I just feel like we're doing it like the mountain climber on Price is Right.
Yeah.
And it just stops short. No. They got it right. It's probably more accurate.
Maybe it is,
okay.
But they need to find a way to make it like the chain.
You want
gang.
To make it?
Where's the chain?
So just show the show.
Show the football.
Just show two old men running onto the field.
Be better. I would
and
approve that.
Graphically pulling the chain.
Yeah. Vroom. Like, if he made them like holograms.
Whoa.
Something like that.
Yes, and we're going to have celebrity chain.
But if this, because, and again, maybe this was just what
a
they
celebrity
had.
Celebrity chain gang?
Yeah, Tupac.
Let me tell you something.
What?
Once a month, a celebrity would get their face broken.
No. They're holograms.
Dude, I've watched chain gangs. My whole career, at every level, I've watched chain gangs get taken out, and it was all because the guy was ass over tea kettle because he couldn't get out of nobody's way.
Well, let me ask you this, though. In all your years of football, how often has the chain gang been wrong?
Come on.
Not often.
Come on.
Well, how many times? Hey, pull it tight!
Yeah!
Yeah.
Oh, when that is tough. When that gets tangled up.
So, right. Yeah. Then we got... No. Listen. This makes it quicker.
Sounds like the guy complaining about the invention of the car because he likes horses.
Right.
I mean, come on. The clip, the clop, it's therapeutic.
The clip, the clop.
Take a break. Back after this.